Sometimes, when I get tired of killing people and being a general awesome person, I mayhaps like to do books, but I am not good at the reading. That is why I like Audible.com. Today, Audible is being a friend to the Dragon Fisters and giving you a free audiobook download. Just go to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters. Not only will you get a free audiobook download, but it's also giving you a free 30-day trial to use their service. A favorite of mine is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters. Again, that is audibletrial.com/dragonfisters. Happy listening!
The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast, episode 164. Last time, Marion made a comeback, Tarek found a coin, we got a new addition to the party, and Rodash decided to take off without telling anyone where he was going. Now, before we take off on yet another grand adventure, let's go ahead and do some intros.
This is Trevor, I'm playing Tarek Barris, and I'm a rogue.
This is Kelly, and I'm playing Paul Tuarfin, and I am a barbarian.
This is John, I play Marion Rusk, and I am a Soul Knight Aegis.
This is Dave, I play Rodash, and I am a monk.
This is Gabby, I play Shy, and I am an Oracle Wild Rider.
I'm Jesse,
and I'm the asshole!
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Alright, in the meantime, Tarek and Shy go up to get Faltu, and Marion is making his way back to the barracks. So you guys get there kind of right around the same time. You guys make your way, you know, finish whatever you're doing, and then go up to the barracks and wait for a lull in Faltu's training, which there really isn't much of.
I'm going to whistle.
All right.
I would whistle in real life, only I can't whistle in real life. So I will... Yeah, there we go.
It's sounding
give him a whistle.
Just put your lips together and
don't
blow.
Don't breathe on me. Try inward whistling. What is inward?
I don't know why, but that's
super
weird to me. Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
I can't.
Now that we're all
so
whistling,
easy.
Okay.
No, can't do it. Anyways, so I whistle to try to get your attention.
I look over.
And you see Tarek, Shy, and Francis sitting there.
I'm gonna. Jonathan.
What?
No, Johnson.
The fuck did I do? I'm the only one not whistling.
Yes, sir.
While you're there, will you give me a beer?
No. Come on, Johnson.
So, Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I fear I'm going to have to go on a mission.
Sorry, sir.
So what I need you to do is I need you to be brutal and bloodthirsty. And I need to come back. And if one person is not injured, I'm going to injure you.
Sir, yes, sir.
And then I'm going to walk over.
And he starts turning around and yelling orders.
At Jonathan, he's going to be something today. And I'm going to walk over and I'm going to say, Panilla's office.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to just force this.
Alright.
I feel like a bloodthirsty Johnson is kind of dangerous.
I just feel like that's a man that likes period sex.
I said.
I just feel bad for him.
Bloodthirsty, though. Like, really, he sounds like really nice, hard.
Alright, no. This is not happening.
There's no such thing as nice hard period sex.
You're just not having a good period.
Alright, we're stopping this. Now!
See, I just
anyway.
We're not thinking
about anything.
I keep thinking
we're not thinking
seven,
about
like
anything. We're moving on. We are moving on. Moving on. I don't want to edit, but I might have to. So anyway.
Yeah, leave it. Make sure they don't have a baby.
Oh my, alright, let's... just due to their... We're going. So, you know.
All right, so Padilla's office.
You guys go to Padilla's office.
Go to Padilla's office.
At that point, the three of you are going, and then Marion kind of comes afterwards.
After the bloodthirsty Johnson.
We walk in, and we bang up Padilla's
door. Yeah,
and so you... He gets there, and he has... He has two red streaks, one on either side of his
mouth. Son of a bitch! Alright, so you knock on his door, and he opens the door, and, I'm guessing Tanner is still setting his stuff up, so you guys, he welcomes you in, and he's like, come on in.
So what is this about? Because I was just taken away and beating people up, so what's going on?
So... Basically, we're having a little bit of a situation. Long story short, tradesman, had somebody approach him a while back while he was in Westmore, wanted to carry some black market goods. He reclined, or declined. He reclined. He laid back.
Well, how much are you gonna pay?
he declined the offer. However, in light of the recent situation last night with the fire, he thought that something might have happened, so he came to me with the information. Combining that with the coin that, that Tarek showed me.
Nope.
That McCune showed me. We have decided that we will send y'all, with the escort of Tanner, to Westmore, and, you will attempt to figure out exactly if the traitorous group is reallocated themselves over there, okay. And do what we can in order to flush it out, finish them off, so to speak.
Okay.
All right. We are attempting to do this very under the covers. So, God damn it! There's no military support. You are not part of the military, and I need you to not be yourselves as much as possible.
That can be arranged.
That's gonna be hard.
How so?
I do not know how to not be this. I was trained to be a brutal warrior.
You can still, play that part.
Okay.
I'd suggest, a little bit of change of scenery though.
I'm not getting rid of the wolf. I'm gonna pull my wolf.
However, you wish to do it.
I am a lone wolf. Ow!
The lone wolf no longer travels alone.
But now there are four more wolves in your wolf pack.
Anyway. All right.
Smack.
However you wish to sort that out amongst yourselves, by all means, just do me a favor and keep as low profile as possible.
I'm sorry, Jesse, you have to look at the Facebook.
I don't want to. So you're going to be leaving as soon as possible. Mr. Tanner will be taking you over to Westmore, and he will point you in the right direction of where to find his contact over there.
Do we have to go over the river?
Through the woods?
I'm going to punch your face. All right, so anyway. If you want, you can go ahead and help Tanner pack up the rest of his goods and leave when you can.
It sounds like busy work. I'm going to go back to the tavern.
Okay.
Horses?
It really is up to Mr. Tanner. Depends on if he feels whether or not horses would be appropriate. If he thinks that you would travel better with them, and if it works for the cover, by all means, hit up the stables before you leave. He's not there, no.
How far away is Westmore?
It's quite a bit of a travel. Probably a couple to 3 days by horseback. Quite a bit longer on foot.
Okay. Alright. I'll talk to him.
Alright. Well, if y'all don't have anything else to say.
Oh, do you sell that coin?
Yeah.
Mind if we have it? It'll help our cover. If we actually have one of those coins to present.
It'll help us to be deep undercover.
If you're able to pull it off, sure. And he reaches into a drawer and tosses it.
And I catch it.
Yeah.
Put it in my purse.
Alright.
My belt pouch.
I actually
have a belt pouch.
Don't make me bad.
Dude, I actually have a belt pouch.
We're talking about important awesome. D&D
No, you're not.
Listen.
So anyway. No, don't. No, so anyway.
So yeah, so we leave and Tana, you said, like was outside.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he dismisses you guys and, you go to exit and Tarek has all intents and purposes of going back to the tavern to be like, I'm gonna wait there. But, when you get out, Tanner is kind of there outside, just kind of watching some of the guys fighting and kind of hanging out a little bit.
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh yeah.
I would walk right past him. Yeah. So I walk out last because I stand behind him. And I see Tanner and Tarek walks right past him. I'm like, hey Tarek.
Oh, McEwen!
Yeah, that's Tanner.
And,
I'm almost high level with him.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner.
He's a few inches taller than you.
Well, yeah. Tanner's sitting in the back of a small, in the front of a small cart that's heaped up with a bunch of skins. He's got a little donkey on the front.
Your name is Tanner.
George and Tanner, yes.
And you tan things?
Finest in the area. And who are you?
Faulty's Breaker.
That is like a soldier named Soldier! That's like if I was Faulty Warrior. I know.
Yeah, it's hurting her brain, and she's just staring at you like,
my family have been tanners for generations.
That's a nice ass.
Thank you. His name's Michael.
And I'm gonna start talking donkey.
Right.
Hi, Michael? Anyway.
It's best to ignore her for the most part.
Is it?
His name is actually Drew.
What's her name?
Her name is Shy.
She's not very...
No, that's her name. It's kind of like how your name is Tanner and you tan. Her name is Shy, but she's not shy.
Most...
It's nothing alike.
Most...
So it's kind of like not that.
Most of us aren't... We're not... Our names, she doesn't fall, too.
Thank you. That's very... So, all right. So their functions?
I just...
Taking in sperm and spit, no babies?
Even that one.
I need
great
cards against humanity cards. All right.
No. So,
I am Faultu Arfin.
Alright, so her name is Kill Things.
Are not Arfins. We don't, I don't even think Arfining is a thing. But we are.
And let's go.
Alright, well. Alright, okay, yeah. She kills things. She's big, strong, she lifts things, kills things. He does almost whatever.
Who are you?
So everybody.
He is
Tanner. Tanner,
but
everybody.
But he does not... I don't think tarking is a thing.
Nope, neither is Barrows.
I...
It's just his name.
I broke Faulty.
Call him Georgian? Georgian?
Yes.
Call him Georgian. Georgian is his name.
Yes, only my friends call me Georgian, but you can call me Georgian.
So, dear George...
That's enough out of the... Talk to the ass some more.
Talk to the ass because the face don't want to hear it.
That is absolutely accurate.
Talk to the ass because the Tanner's busy.
So wow. I figured it's a long commute. So if you have horses, it'd probably be better.
I actually talked to Bidell about that, and he said that we could get horses if you thought it would be better for our cover.
Sure.
Perfect. I like that. Tarek.
Yes.
Go get us some horses.
Please. Can I have a pony?
No.
You only get ponies because you can't have horses.
You don't
even get a horse. You have Francis.
Don't you ride your dog?
She does not get a horse. Get the rest of us.
You're welcome.
I thought you wanted to ride your dog.
No. Yeah.
So ride your dog.
I'm gonna
tonight. All right, so I'm leaving in 5 minutes. You guys should probably get ready. Yeah. I need to get going. This is already 2 days late, and I really need to get a move on.
All right, so yeah, we really need horses. Tarek, go get horses. If they're sold out of ponies, oh well. I, like, yell to you as you're walking away.
She's not going to get
me. I know, because they're going to be sold out.
All right, so you go to the stables, get 3 horses, 1 for you, 2 for them.
Yep.
All right.
No pony. Damn it.
Charisma check.
They're sold out. Sold out.
And you come back.
Yes.
And he has horses for the two of you.
And I put my shit on the horse.
Yeah, pretty much. I just attach my shit to the saddle and...
Not good. What exactly, now what shit do you have with you? I know that, well, you're a hobo.
I have a backpack.
You're a hobo. All my shit you're is half with me.
Hobo. Half hobo. Yeah. All my shit's
with me. Okay. How about, Tarek?
Well, I have my backpack.
Alright.
My backpack pretty much has everything in it.
Okay. Alright. What's for the most part?
Well, I have a composite longbow, I'm pretty sure, but okay. I'm not gonna bring that with me.
Okay.
Because I'm not proficient in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're proficient in bows, then you're proficient in composite. Or are you not proficient in
longbow?
Oh, okay, you're proficient, yeah. Rogues are proficient in short bows, but not longbows.
Yeah, yeah.
Lame sauce.
Well, you only take a -4 to the attack.
Only.
Yeah. I have a hard enough time making attacks for some
reason. Yeah, I take a -10 to climb checks.
All that climbing you do.
I'm like a squirrel.
You climbed that one time, and then you didn't, and then you went around the fence.
Alright, so you guys get on your horses, and get on the cart, and get on Francis, and begin to head up.
Yep.
Right. One thing that I should tell you too, is that during the fast forward, there were some small upgrades to the town that they were doing, especially in the light of the hobgoblin incursion that happened and all that kind of stuff. So they had beefed up defenses in the town. So what used to be that kind of wooden palisade, just kind of rough outline of what the town was, they actually did build a stone and wood wall. Around the town. There are actual gates now. So, they're open most of the time, except for when curfew closes. So probably for about 6 to 8 hours at night, they're closed. But the vast majority of the time, the gates are open.
So we now have a level 2 town.
Yeah, exactly.
Population can be up. +2.
Okay. So, there is a fairly decent... traveled road from Newhold to Westmore. There's only a handful of settlements in this area right now. There's Newhold, Westmore, Deerling to the north, and then there's a yet to be named, as far as you guys know, town even further north than that. So there are roads, dirt that have been just kind of trekked back and forth that have been created. So you do have a road to travel, and Tanner knows where he's going. Anyway. So it does take you guys a few days, since you did kind of get a late start on the first day. The snow has settled quite a bit, so there's maybe only a few inches in most areas, but this place has been kind of pretty well traveled anyway now over the last 3 to 4 weeks. So the snow really isn't that big of a deal right now. So, like I said, it takes you guys about 3 days, and then eventually you get to Westmore. Westmore is a somewhat new settlement. So it's pretty much, think kind of the size. It's a little bit bigger than Newhold, but much more spread out. There are a little bit more... permanent structures there, but it's probably only because this entire area is very privatized. So, Padilla had said, there's not a big military presence here. So this, it looks like where a lot of the tradespeople and everything go is to this area. So you do have, once you kind of enter in, you do see immediately a lot of shops and a lot of tent stands set up and things like that for marketing and everything. So what do you guys do?
All right. If you want, there's the tavern is down on the left. They have rooms for rent. I don't know if you like having rooms or not. I have a place I usually stay.
Yeah, no, we'll get rooms in the tavern.
Okay. the shop that I work in while I'm here. It's third one down on the left. It has a picture of a headless deer on the sign. So if you want, you can meet me over there. I'll be around back unloading. Just let me know when you're ready, and I can point out the places I was approached.
Why a headless deer?
I've been killed. You see everything back. It's all skin from...
Why no heads?
Because we're on the focus on... You know what? Just meet me over behind there.
Yeah. Harry got it. He knows exactly how to talk about it. All right,
yeah.
Remember, too, it has been a few days on the road. So,
yeah.
We'll go set ourselves up at the tavern, and then head over. We'll meet you guys over at the... What the hell's the name of the shop, anyway? Like, the Headless Deer? Oh, okay.
Tell him that Georgian sent you. You should give you a discount.
Thank you for that. All right, so tavern.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and I'm on the way to the tavern. I think I'll peruse some of the shop. I'm just gonna window shop on the way by.
Mm-hmm. All right, that looks nice.
I could really use one of those. Maybe I'll buy it later.
Oh, that's nice too. Ooh, what's this?
And then I go to the tavern.
And Mary's just kind of looking at you the whole way. Just,
yeah, because I'm the only one who talks to himself.
And when you guys get to the tavern, the sign out front is an upside down ship, and it has a bunch of carvings of men on top, like standing on top of the hull of the upside down, and the sign says the Stranded Pirate.
Oh, you'll fit right in.
Is that like a butt pirate reference?
Gamble. Pirate
shop? What? This is Cromwell's Tavern?
Wow, that would actually fit. Like,
that would be perfect. Funny, yeah.
Alright, well.
So anyway.
Who are you guys? Alright, so, yeah, well, I'm going in.
I'm going in!
I'll go talk to the tavern, the barkeep.
Alright.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Fucking. Got any rooms?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Alright. You got two?
Yeah. Silver and Knight.
I was told to tell you Georgian sent us.
Who?
He's a tanner.
Ah, yeah, that guy. Yeah. Okay.
Silver and Knight?
Yeah.
Alright, well, we'll pay for three nights right now, and then we'll go as pay as we go after that.
Alright, that's, let's see, 2, 4, 6 silver.
And I'm just gonna take out 6 silver and just like toss it at him.
Oh. Alright. And he hands you a couple of keys. He says, it's the third one on the right and 7th one on the left. Around the corner.
Alright, good to go. And we'll stop walking and be like, alright, who wants a room with who? Yeah, that's what I thought. Alright, fall to Shy, you get a room, I'll take one with Tarek.
Okay.
I was gonna lose out no matter who I roomed with. Damn it.
Well,
is there a problem?
I
oh, neither of them are here. You get fall too.
Look at the room.
Okay. It's a tiny room. There's a bed.
One bed?
Hmm? Yep.
You get to do it.
She's gonna take up. You can sleep on the couch. Is there a couch?
Probably on the couch.
Set up my bed.
Okay.
On the floor. I'm admitting defeat.
Right from the get-go.
Yeah, I know fall too. I'm gonna tell France that he'll be my pillow.
Alright.
You're my pillow now, bitch.
I'm gonna pout.
when Tarek and Marion walk in, I take it our room the exact same.
Yeah.
Well, we could Rochambeau for it. I'll go first.
No. You take the bed. I'll take the floor.
I'll take the floor. You take the bed.
I'm also not sure if that's something that Marion would pay attention to, so.
It would be.
Okay.
He probably just doesn't fuck.
Okay.
I can believe it.
I figured.
No. You take the bed. I'll take the floor. Why don't... You know, whatever. Do you really want the floor?
No, I just thought there was maybe something that you thought was better about the floor than the bed and that you're trying to screw me.
No, you just look weak and fragile, so I figured you wouldn't want to sleep floor.
I'm gonna sleep outside tonight.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just being difficult now. See you in the morning. Sleep in the bed.
No, we're not going to sleep. Drop your shit. We're going to go meet up with Tanner.
Oh, that's right. Damn it, now.
All right, well, before we go, I'm gonna put on my armor just in case.
Okay.
So, go make sure Faltu and Shy are fine, and I'll meet you guys out there in a minute.
Okay.
And I'm going to shut the door behind them, and I'm going to put on my armor.
Okay.
And I'm gonna form up the black chainmail on me.
Okay.
Don't want anybody to see it.
Huh?
I don't want anybody to see me putting it on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just gonna wear it.
Oh, okay.
Like it's just regular armor wearing. Okay. So it just looks like I have blackened chainmail.
Yep. Alright.
And then I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna get the three of them.
Alright.
Alright, you guys ready?
Whoa, what's the plan?
We're gonna go meet up with Tanner.
I didn't know if you thought past that. Let's go.
Okay. Go. And I start heading back to, I'm gonna head to the headless deer.
Alright.
Carl's.
Alright. So yeah. I'm guessing, that Tanner's probably unloading his stuff into his shop and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna walk in the front.
Yeah.
Is there anybody there at all?
No.
Yeah, Carl.
Okay. Carl's there.
Look with Tanner. Georgian.
Ah! Yeah! He's in the back, unloading the supply.
Alright. And I'm gonna start walking.
Can I ask who you are?
Yeah, we came with him. We just went and got rooms at the tavern, and then we're supposed to meet back up with him here.
Ah!
We're his, escorts.
Yeah, head on back, and, you can talk to him there. If you're helping, why not help him unload?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. Is there, trouble on the roads?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, he's, guess he, picked up some muscle then, instead.
I mean, it's not too bad.
It's a job.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying y'all are, y'all a little decked out for some beans.
This is my...
What do you mean, you...
Okay.
If I have to carry it anyway, I might as well wear it.
Makes sense. Ah, yeah, yeah, head on back and, tan this back there.
Alright.
Get away from me, crazy people.
Whatever. Okay, we're gonna walk back.
Yeah.
Ah, McHugh! Welcome. I'm almost done with these skins. And I can show you around the town, a little bit. I only have about 15 left, so it should only take me another 2-3 minutes, maybe. It's a little bit heavy, so I figure I don't want to hurt myself like last time. But anyway, I mean, if you want to look around the shop, you can see some of the different skins that I brought in. Carl, he's actually the guy who runs the shop here. And, you know, we make some money. I tend to go between here and New Home?
New Hold.
Yeah. And, you know, there's better business here because of the population, whereas over there, not so.
And I imagine less military business.
Yeah, I can do a little bit more with my bargaining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's tossing the skins as he talks. And so he finishes up. He's like, all right, you guys have you eaten?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, there's a blacksmith shop across the way, and they have some of the best roast rabbit and roast meat that I've had over here. So, I mean, we can go grab some food and I can introduce you to the shop owner.
At the blacksmith?
Well, he has one kiln that he just kind of uses for not blacksmithing. Only when it gets really busy. Pretty good.
Okay, whatever. We'll go get food and then you can point us in the right direction of who tried to buy you.
Okay. So go over and, just says Smith. Over the
door. If that's his last name, I'm gonna laugh.
Nope.
My name is Todd Black Smith.
Nope. close though.
Anvil. My name's Todd Anvil. Deal with him.
Okay, yes. Bravo.
Okay.
First.
Okay. Yeah. So we walk in, same last?
What?
No.
Okay. You don't know his last name.
Okay.
As far as you know, it's just a person.
All right. So we walk in, and there's when you walk in, there's, you know, your standard, you know, your standard countertop for doing your blacksmithing business. And, then over to the side, there's a section where there's actually seats, and it's kind of a horseshoe shape, and you can get to it from the other side, and there's this one kiln, and there's a spit with meat roasting in it. And so Georgian walks in, and he goes, "Ah, Tyler! I bring new people! And, come have a seat, and we can talk. Tyler has been shoeing my donkey for years.
And occasionally I get him back.
Exactly.
Get out of here, donkey.
So I go and I plop down on one of the seats. And I'm like, "Can I have a bowl of that amazing stew that Martha was cooking up last time? I assume you still have some. It's only been about 2 weeks."
And he comes out of the back. And he's like, "What?
Is it an art? Is it an art form the way she cooks?"
And so he comes out of the back and he says, "Ah, yeah, Georgian, yeah, no problem. I can get." Holy crap!
Holy fuck!
Hi! What the? And he runs over to you and he like gives you a hug and
I give him a hug and I'm like, "Holy shit! What are you? Is this your shop?" Holy fuck. So this is my brother, Tyler.
Oh, you know him.
I didn't know he was here.
Excuse me, you do not look alike. Your brother?
Yes, my brother.
Your brother.
Siblings.
Brother. This is Tyler? Brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Brother. And I'm just shooting daggers at fucking Shine.
Yeah, we were actually, we were looking for you when we came through, Newhold on our way up. But you weren't there. They said that you were out on a mission.
Yeah, this is one of the mercenary bands that helps out the military.
Oh, yeah?
I'm the,
So wait, you're not?
I'm the liaison between the military and the mercenary.
Oh, fun. Yeah. That sounds like a blast.
It's good pay. Yeah. It gets me out of town a lot.
Hey, there you go.
So it works.
I don't know what that's like.
It has its, you know, cons. Yeah. And kind of flail around my prosthetic arm.
Oh, that's... Can I see that? I mean, hold it out. I mean,
and
that's...
kind of like hold it out. And I like flex the fingers.
That's some handy craftsmanship.
Mom and Dad aren't around, are they?
Yeah, they help out at the shop every once in a while, but yeah, I mean, Dad actually runs a farm.
Oh.
Little one, but, yeah, just a little bit north of the town.
Oh, I should probably stop in and say hi to them.
They'd love to see you. Especially Dad.
Yeah, he'll probably be happy that I'm back in the military.
Yeah. What do you mean back in the
military? It's a long story. Before I became a liaison between the military and the mercenary group, I may have been a member of the mercenary group.
It's fucking Rusty, and he like goes over and puts you in a headlock and gives you a noogie, and he's like, always fucking around.
Is he your older brother?
Actually, younger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
no.
Bigger.
Yeah. He's my younger, but not little brother.
So, have you like been here for a long time?
Yeah, probably, I think it's going on, 6-7 months now? Yeah.
Oh, so what do you do?
He's a blacksmith.
I'm a blacksmith.
Okay, that's what he does.
I mean, I don't do anything fancy like that. I mean, I mainly
do
horseshoes.
Did you learn that skill in the army? Because Russ said your whole family's in the army.
Well, I mean, I did a little bit of part in the army, but no, I actually, learned this as a commission, as a job. It was something that I kind of picked up on the farm. Dad dabbled in it a little bit here and there, but
Russ,
his hands weren't...
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
That sounds lovely.
There's a reason I don't talk about my past much.
Because it was on the phone. You have to live in the barn to be smart.
No. Unfortunately, we all had to room with him.
I love going down memory lane with everybody. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Just the two of us?
Yeah. And so he goes over and he's just tells one of the guys to get them set up with stews and all that kind of stuff. So.
All right. Actually, I can't remember. Did you have the coin, or did I keep it? Did I keep it?
You
I know Padilla threw it at me. I don't think I ever gave it to you.
No.
Nice. All right, so... That's right, I put it in my belt pouch that I forgot that I had. So I'm going to kind of bring over just the two of us.
Yeah.
And be like, listen. And I'm going to pull up the coin. I'm going to be like, listen. Does this symbol mean anything to you?
And he kind of takes the coin and looks at it a little bit. And he's like, I've seen this floating around a little bit. This gold's gold. And we have passed around coins like this before, yeah.
But you want part of this.
What is that?
Then that's a no.
Alright.
Can you keep a secret? Because I could literally die if you don't.
Yeah, what's up?
We're here investigating this.
Okay.
It's a secret organization. They've been causing the military all kinds of problems. They actually tried to kill the commander of New Hope.
Holy crap.
They actually set fire to part of the town. We had a number of them there. We thought we took them all out. Apparently not, because we found this on a charred body after we put out the fire.
Wow. Well, how do you know that it's part of the... I don't know. Jesus, this is...
Have you seen this symbol on any of the storefronts or any of the signs for any trade?
Not that I can remember. I don't think. I've mainly just seen maybe a handful of those coins floating around. That's about it.
Alright, just keep a lookout. If you do see any more of these coins, just kind of take a mental note of who gives it to you. Yeah. And then just tell me if you just happen to see them.
Well, I mean, I can... There is a few people around here that have gotten them from more predominantly than others.
Who?
I can... There's a couple of shopkeeps. They have stands up in the market. One is... I think one's a farmer. And then another one deals with mainly some weird concoction stuff. I bought something from him once when I got a really bad hangover. And then there's also, I've seen them mainly come from a few people. Not really shop owners, just mainly, just grunt workers around the town.
You got any names of this farmer, or what is he, like an alchemist then?
Yeah, so I guess you could call him something like that. The farmer is, Mikhail, and the other guy is, either Horace or Horrid or Herod, something like that. I can't really remember. But yeah, he shouldn't be too hard to find. It's kind of flashy. And he's loud. You'll be able to find him up in the market, no problem.
What's he look like?
Kind of tall, slender guy, really weirdly dressed, a lot of flashy colors.
Alright.
So, usually coattails. Makes a pretty decent living for himself, so. Okay. He's dressed to look.
Alright, good to go. Do yourself a favor. Try to stay away from them a little bit.
Yeah.
They're not very nice people at all. Not that we are, but they're worse.
I can try to kill some people and burn some stuff down, then yeah.
Not try. They have.
Yeah, damn.
They actually tortured one of my companions quite a bit.
Jeez. Wow. All right. Well, you be safe too, then.
Yeah, no. We
don't need you losing your other arm.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll just have a... This guy Skittles doesn't know me. I'll just have him make me another one. But yeah, no. You just be safe.
Yep.
And we'll be around. I'll make sure I stop by and say hi to Mom and Dad while I'm in town.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, and come by before you leave. I'm sure Martha and the kids would love to say hi too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Actually, speaking of, my newest companion, we're kind of doing a side job and escorting him around.
Yeah.
Georgian.
Yeah.
He's hungry, I guess. Said you guys make...
Oh, yeah, I got them set up already. I got a bowl waiting out for you.
Nice. All right, good to go. Well, we'll go eat then, and we'll reminisce later. All right.
All right.
And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to tell everybody, there's a couple people and whatever, and basically relay all that information.
Sounds good.
Suggest that we go meet up with them.
All right.
Take a look at them and see what's going on.
Okay.
after we finish food.
Alright. And he also, you know, Tyler tells you, you know, on the house. Don't worry about it.
Do you think you come around here more often with me?
No.
Alright.
Alright. So, so you guys finish eating up, and then, so what's the deal? The plan?
I say we go find this Horrid or whatever the hell his name is. Guy seems to be the most recognizable of them. And if he's this flashy, he's probably overconfident. We'll be able to talk him out of information pretty easily. He's an easy mark, as you would say.
I got it.
So, but yeah. Anybody think otherwise? Faltu agrees with me 100%.
I'm good.
All right. So we'll head towards the market then.
All right.
So as finish eating.
I imagine this is how Faltu sleeps.
Yeah. How do I hear neck up? Right. All right. So yeah, we go to the market and look for a tall, slender guy that's flashily dressed.
All right. And you actually, once you kind of get to the market, you start to wander in a little bit. And off in the near distance, you can actually hear a guy that's yelling out, and he's saying, you know, concoctions and potions and all this kind of stuff, and all your dietary needs and
snake oil.
Yeah.
Does he have like a cart like that, and just like the science full?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like a stage full.
Absolutely. He has a cart, and the windows pop up, and signs fold down, and
all right, I'm guessing that's him.
What gave it away?
Yeah, well, why don't we hang back? You go talk to him, Tarek.
Is there a crowd?
No, I mean, there's people wandering about, shopping, selling, all that kind of stuff, but it's not like he has, you know, a crowd of people gathered around him. There's maybe a few people that he's pitching to.
Yeah. I didn't know if all the ladies were like, ooh, skin tight.
No.
it's not like
the guy that like rolled up in the middle of the town and was like, everybody gather around.
That's too bad.
So he's not the music man?
No. He is a staple in the town, so.
Alright, well, I'm not gonna go right up to him.
Alright.
I think I'll meander about. Kind of near him at first, maybe at some of the other shops.
Okay.
And maybe I'll go past him at another shop, kind of glance over.
Alright.
Look a little interested, but keep on going. Maybe I'll come back. I'll glance around some other shops, and I'll come back and be like, you seem pretty interesting. What are you peddling?
Sir, my wares are pretty much anything that you'd want, anything that you desire, anything that will make your skin brighter, anything that'll take off that nasty hangover, anything that'll help you settle down that stomach of yours. You want to change your hair color?
No.
You want to whiten your teeth?
Oh.
You want to spice up that food?
Ooh.
I got anything that you would so desire.
Spice up food. Tell me. Do you...
Okay.
I'm not good at this. I'm not good at being this in real life, so I can't do it in the game.
We work around it, don't worry.
Alright. If I needed to trick him into divulging information, how would I go about that?
That would probably be a couple of bluff checks, a couple of wisdom checks, maybe something around that line.
All right, well,
possibly a bluff to set yourself to a bluff to set the situation up, and then maybe a wisdom to turn the table on them and kind of flip things around a little bit.
All right, my wisdom's pretty low. My bluff score is kind of high.
There you go.
Either way, or it can be intelligence as well.
I'll use intelligence.
And or it's another charisma high. If you can figure out how to work that in there. So let's start off with the first. So what's going to be your approach?
I need to get him talk about. My end game is to get him to talk about the traitors group.
Okay.
Without letting him know my end game.
Okay. So how about this? We'll break this down into a mini challenge.
Sweet.
So we're gonna do it in a 3-step process.
Okay.
Alright? And as long as you get 2 out of the 3, you'll be good.
Okay.
Alright? So first step, what do you want to do on the approach? So you're gonna wanna set up? right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to want something in the middle to kind of to begin the turn.
Okay.
So you're going to want the setup, then the meat, and then you're going to want the end game where that's going to be the flip.
Okay.
All right? So what's going to be your setup? How are you going to get yourself into the situation?
I am going to...
he likes if you curl his tail up.
Maybe, okay, maybe I'll compliment, like, his the way he sells and, peddles his merchants.
Okay. And, what, are you taking this as an observation from a casual observer or from, somebody who is also in the craft, or...
Yes, I am also in the craft.
All right, so you're posing as a salesman yourself. And then you are a visiting salesman, and you want to compliment him and pass yourself off as such.
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe he could teach me a few things.
All right, in that case, so...
Because I'm up and coming.
Indeed, all right. So you're a want-to-be... And yes. He is, so alright, so that will, go ahead and give me a bluff check then, to set that whole scenario up.
17,
not bad. Alright, so yeah, so you explain to him that you're kind of an up-and-coming salesman, trying to get into the trade, and you like the cut of his jib and the way that he deals with himself.
Yes. Right?
He seems very flattered, and, you know, puffs up his ego slightly. And he just kind of says, well, yes, I mean, I am very, very trained and honed in the craft of sale, and I've been doing this for quite a long time. I mean, as you can see, I've made a pretty decent living for myself.
I can see that.
And, truth be told, you can pretty much get anybody to buy whatever you want as long as you tell them that it's going to do any good, and if they buy it, scot free.
No, what do you do when if it doesn't work and they come back and they're really mad?
Well, I mean, the product changes from person to person. I can only tell you what the product is supposed to accomplish, but maybe it just doesn't mix with your personal chemistry. Maybe there's something, maybe you ate the wrong food to set it up. Maybe you drank something a little funny. Maybe it's the region that you're from that just doesn't mix with your blood properly. There's a whole ton of different stuff that you can sell people and they'll bite on. All you have to do is just give them the next product a little bit of a discount. Of course, it's not really much of a discount. You're still making quite a bit of profit, but, you know, if you sell it to them for 1 gold, 8 silver instead of 2 gold, they still think they're getting a deal, even though you're still getting 11 silver out of it.
Who supplies you with your... things, or you make everything your own?
I make a little bit. I've found that my hands are not as slick as my tongue. I actually do have a couple other people that I buy from, and we have a deal going on. So.
Could maybe I get some contact? Maybe if I could.
I don't know. You're trying to. I mean, I don't. You're trying to move in on my territory.
I'm not even from this town.
Where are you from?
I'm from Deerling.
Ah, I've heard pretty interesting things about that. Deerling, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Yeah.
So I figured, I was from Deerling. I figured I'd pop down, see what the market. This is where most of the traders and stuff are. So, figured I'd come down and see if maybe I could learn a few things.
Go ahead and give me a diplomacy check.
Ooh, 18.
Not bad. So he seems to kind of relax a little bit from you now. You know, he tensed up slightly. But he's like, you know what? As long as it doesn't cut down on my, I don't see how it could affect my trade at all. You're not in my territory. And, you know, as long as you're not cutting down on the intake of my product, I can introduce you to a couple of people. That'd
be great.
Yeah. You know what? Meet me here at the close. I got a couple of bits of business, but when dust starts to settle in, meet me back here and I'll introduce you to someone.
Around dusk?
Yeah.
Got it.
I guess I'm sorry, didn't catch your name.
Well, this is obviously not in-game.
My name is... My Decker. Name?
Ah, nice. As you can see, Horace. Good to meet you.
Very good to meet you.
You too. Yes. I don't want to touch you. Alright. So, yeah. So, he says to meet him back there at dusk then.
Alright.
So, what are you going to do?
I'll meet him back there at dusk, but all I figured there's other things that can be going on for the day. So.
Alright. Are you gonna go back to them and you know,
yeah,
bring them
yeah,
up on the
yeah,
situation?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to you guys and tell you... until you...
go.
Yeah. And, abridge them of the situation.
Alright.
Were you guys paying attention?
A bit.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically,
I'd go over it quickly. They were paying attention to the cat.
Sorry.
So I kind of lied to him and told him these things, and I'm going to meet him there at dusk. He's going to introduce me to some people. So,
some other traders?
Yeah. So, might be a good lead. I just wanted to let you know if I'm not back. You should probably come see. Yeah. If I'm not back by midnight, don't leave without me. You should stick around and try to find me.
I'm risking my shit.
It's cold out there. I don't want to be left.
Alright, well, yeah, no, we're not going to leave you here. We need the information that you're going to obtain.
Right.
I can go with you.
No.
I can pretend to be...
No. No. Sorry. It's not gonna work. This...
Francis can go with you.
No, Francis can stay here. Alright. I guess I'll head back out then.
Alright. So you're gonna go, wait till dusk?
Yep.
And, when you get back, he's kind of closing up shop. You know, closing up the curtain, you know, the shutters and... all that kind of stuff, packing up the shelves, putting everything back into the trailer.
I interrupt him. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, good. Declan? Deckard. That's it, sorry, yeah. Yeah, sorry, just finishing closing up, and then I'll take it right over to my guy.
Perfect. As he's closing up, do I notice that symbol?
No.
No, okay. That's all.
All right. Alright.
So we're heading over.
Alright. So he after he closes, he takes you down a couple of blocks and around a couple of corners to a small shop, brick building. And he kinda leads you around and then gives a knock on the door. And when guy opens it up, kinda stout dude, probably about 5'7", 5'8", kinda heavy, and goes, yeah, come on in. So, it's your friend.
Oh, I thought he was going to introduce me. Oh, hey, how's it going? My name's Deckard. I'm just, Horace was showing me around, trying to start up my own kind of business down over in Deerling. He said he could introduce me, so that would help.
Yeah. Alright, come on in. And, so they kind of walk in heavy view a little bit, kind of whispering to each other slightly. And then,
Can I
make a perception check? That's an 11.
I believe that is a 20.
Nice.
Nope, sorry, 19.
19, alright. So yeah, you can actually, you can't hear every sentence that they say, and, you kind of hear the stouter guy kind of just grumble a little bit. And you mainly hear like, from him. But, from Horace, you actually do hear him say, something to the effect of, no, it'll be good.
Good, don't worry. He's good.
And so, so yeah, so they lead you kind of, around to another room, and you actually, down a short hallway, where you actually see on one, there's one room that you pass, that does look like it has, from what you recognized when you were back over in New Hold talking to that alchemist, there is a kind of a setup of, you know, copper tubing and pots set up, as well as, you know, glass containers with various liquids in them and everything kind of dripping or, you know, leaking into the pipes and all that kind of stuff. So, that's one room that he leads you past, and then the one that he takes you into looks like kind of almost his, his living area, like there's a couch and chair set up and all that kind of stuff and a stove. Mm-hmm. So, and you get a very pungent smell of like this very bitter coffee that's brewing right now that he kind of takes off the stove and pours a couple of cups. So Declan, Decker. Whiffed.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
Oh, that was his name.
Yeah.
I was like, what did you
yeah, whiff? So I hear that you're planning on setting up some kind of business in Daily.
Yeah, you know, trading's comings, goings. Pretty much, you know, anything I can use to make a little coin on.
So why here? Why not New Hope?
Why not New Hope? It's not as big a trading community. So I figured I could definitely find some more stuff here than there.
What kind of business are you looking in and setting up?
I was looking to sell I don't actually make potions myself, but I'm pretty good at selling potions, you know, things like that, and I like to think so. I'm sure Horace can teach me a few things. He's pretty good at it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, up front, we have a setup. It's, you pay for half the product up front, and then I get a 30% commission off of the back end of whatever you sell when you come back to pick up.
Okay. Alright, now, if I were to become, like, a traveling merchant, I'm sure I would hit up New Hold and stuff like that, too. So I might need some extra stock, you know, to get me to Deerling and New Hold and then back.
Mm.
If I want to make, I think I might want to start making rounds between the two cities, you know, maybe a little more, maybe get, different people.
Hmm. Yeah, whatever you want to buy, you can, as long as you can sell it, you can have it. And that's when, Horace kind of leans over to him a little bit and whispers something to him, and it's, you know, very muted, so you can't really make out. But then Horace kind of sits up a little bit and he's, so you're planning on traveling to Deerling?
Yeah.
And you want to make some stops at New Hold along the way as well?
Yeah.
How do you feel about doing deliveries for us?
Well, I feel it'll get me in the door.
Yeah, we don't get to travel too much out of it. We're a very small organization. And unfortunately we don't get to travel all that much, to some of the other areas. But if you're planning on heading that way anyway, I mean, we can, pay a small commission, every time you make a trail, make a delivery for us.
Yeah.
How does, I don't know, 12 gold sound?
And I keep my excitement down. I'm like, yeah, that would be, yeah.
I mean, I know it's not a lot of money.
No, yeah. But, I mean, I think that's fair for a delivery fee.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to be going there anyways, I might just, I mean, help you guys out, help me out a little bit in the pocket.
I mean, it will be, half to make the trip.
Yeah.
And then, when you return, we'll just have some paperwork for you to sign, and just to make sure that the delivery has been confirmed. Show us that, and we'll give you the other half.
Okay. All right. So I'd be traveling there and bringing back paperwork. Say, obviously, I stated that I actually delivered the product.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a couple of people that pick up product in New Hold. So.
Okay. Yeah, that seems reasonable. When can I get started? Actually.
When are you heading back?
You know what? I'll be heading back in, why I always check my fake watch. That doesn't exist.
No, you mean
but
your sundial.
I totally do.
Your sundial watch.
My sundial.
Your wrist sundial.
Yes, my wrist sundial.
Yeah.
We should, it also tells the weeks and days.
It's canon. It
is. totally.
watches. Yeah. Pocket watches and stuff.
Yeah, but nothing that he has. If you think about it, pocket watches are probably pretty expensive.
That's my, that's my favorite freckle that I always.
I actually just draw the hands.
I always double check my lucky freckle before I make deals. You know?
There's three there. I forget which one it is.
And now, there's one thing, just one quirk in the situation.
Okay.
New Hold has really, really tightened down on their trade league.
Oh,
I'm not sure if you've noticed or not.
No,
yeah, they have taxes and fees It's absurd. I mean, I shouldn't have to pay a tax just to bring something into the town just because I don't live there.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. That doesn't make any sense at all.
And so, I don't know, do you have, I don't know if you have trade paperwork for them or not? Is that something? I mean, I guess if you do business in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we try to keep this kind of off to the side, let's say. I don't need to feed their government.
Yeah.
And you know what? The less we paid in fees, the more you make, anyway.
Perfect. I mean, I have traded there before.
Yeah.
With what little goods I do use. I mean, I don't see why I should be able to maybe get it in.
Great. Perfect. That's excellent. Very nice.
Good to have.
Yeah.
I know where to stick it.
So.
You just knock on the flap, right?
Yeah, he loves keyboards.
Yeah. So, yeah. Excellent. So, whenever you're going to be leaving, whatever business you and Whiff have, set that up. And before you leave, we'll just make sure that you're packed up with our delivery and hand you the paperwork, get you the first half of your pay, and we're golden.
And I'll be on my way.
Excellent. Glad that we could do this. This is very good.
Yeah. Should I come back tomorrow to pick it up? Because I'll probably leave in, if not tomorrow, the day after.
Yeah, I mean, don't want it sitting around.
Yeah.
So whenever you're about to leave, just grab, I don't know, do you have carriage or cart or anything?
Yeah, I totally have a cart.
All right, yeah. So, take your cart, just swing it around the back, and we'll take care of everything for that, and you'll be on your way.
Sweet. That sounds like a great deal.
Excellent. Very good.
Take my leave and head back. See, what time is it now? Probably late. Tavern.
All right.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to thepointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Podcast by geeks, for geeks.
You know, you're putting a lot of faith in us, and then we're like, come on, we trust our characters.
Oh, two!
No, TPK. No, he's totally trying to lead us to TPK right now.
No. Okay. I never lead anybody to TPKs.
We do it on our own.
I lead you to the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
I never push you.
I call 100% bullshit that you do not lead us to TPK.
I don't.
Once.
Once, and I have regretted that for my entire DM career.
I'm just saying.
That is my lowest point ever.
Bullshit on the not leading us to TPK, sir.